So Guy Granger, 3 weeks into the role, Chief Executive of Jones Lang LaSalle UK. What are your first impressions?
Well, I'm pretty energised, as you can imagine, and I've been trying to immerse myself in the business, both in London and out in the regions, to learn more about some of the work we're doing for clients, some of the projects we're on. So it's been an exciting few weeks as I've got back into the spirit of things. I've been up to Manchester, Leeds, and going up to Glasgow next week to see some of the projects we're on. And it's fascinating because we're doing a lot of things right, but I think we still have a lot to do. And my main aim is to modernise this business within reason, bring it up to a level of use of technology, which is probably unprecedented for advisors in this industry. I'm going to capitalise on the young talent that we've got in this business to help us come up with ideas and creative solutions for clients and encourage our staff to try and do things a little bit differently and not necessarily rely on the tried and tested formula of the last 20 years.
Okay, and what fruits might we see of that exercise and when might we see them?
Well, it will all be about providing solutions for our clients and getting more efficient as a business. So it will be the clients that hopefully will be able to see the difference in some of the innovative tools that we're coming up with, the creative advice, because it's not easy in this market to come up with new cost savings or opportunities for growth. And so hopefully we will start surprising clients who might not have expected that off Jones Lang LaSalle in the past in terms of some more creative solutions for them.
And your background's retail, of course, and retail perhaps makes better use of these technologies than other sectors in property. Is it about importing some of those ideas, taking them into industrial, into offices?
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, definitely retail has probably been the market that's been turned on its head most by the influence of technology. And I've learned a lot through that process, how it has affected behaviour. And I think that there is a lot that we across the business and in the industry generally, if I'm honest, because the property industry hasn't always been the quickest on the uptake with technology, that we can learn, particularly in terms of communication and sorting the immense amount of data that is out there to the most relevant data to make the most informed decisions.
And do you think you're going to be helped by the market in 2013 and 2014?
Well, I definitely think there is more optimism in the air, but there is also a sense that this is going to be quite a medium to long-term journey. And, you know, we're getting used to uncertain times, and that's helping us to plan our business going forward.
Okay, Guy, thank you.
Thank you.